This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Unemployment is down, and the economy in Massachusetts is continuing to expand. But some high-tech executives here warn the state may not be all that ready if an economic slowdown actually arrives. To highlight the risks, the Massachusetts High Technology Council hosts a forum this afternoon entitled Massachusetts Fiscal Stability, a Looming Crisis and Generational Opportunity. Aaron Ain is chairman of the council and is also CEO of the Lowell-based software firm Kronos and joins us now on Morning Edition to talk about the concerns about being ready for a downturn. Good morning and thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
So let me ask you, Aaron, what concerns you most about whether Massachusetts is ready for a downturn?
As we look at the private sector economy and the public sector economy, we measure that against other states. It's clear through some of this work that Massachusetts is in a position from an index perspective trailing other states in some important measurement areas. And so while the private economy is doing very well, and I think the public officials are working very hard, the elected officials, to look after the needs of the Commonwealth, I think there's opportunities for us to improve in these important areas.
Well, let me get you to cut through a little bit of the jargon there and tell us about the fiscal stability index, so to speak, and where we are lagging compared to other states. Do, for example, we not have enough money set aside in our rainy day fund?
There's combinations of areas that go and drive this fiscal stability measurement. Some of it deals with our debt burden. Some of it deals with our spending around health care, et cetera, those type of things. It's a comprehensive study that does that. And while there's wonderful aspects of what's happening in the study in the Commonwealth around talent and quality of life, there's also concerns about some of the specific spending areas and what it's costing us to run the state.
What do we do about pension obligations on the state level, since a lot of those obligations can't really be avoided?
Look, I don't have the specific answer to how to solve the problem. What we're trying to focus on at the council, however, is to continue a conversation between the private and public sector to determine what is the best way for us to move forward, to both meet our obligations, change the trajectory of some of the spending, focus on areas that we can really use all the power of our innovation to make a difference.
What strengths and innovations are we underemploying in this effort?
We're not necessarily underemploying anything in this effort today, but, you know, as an example, over the past 10 years, the revenues in the Commonwealth have grown 50%. So it appears that we have enough revenue coming in to support what we need to do. Yet at the same time, some of the spending is growing equally as quickly. And at the same time, we have challenges around transportation, education, healthcare, all of these important areas that make a difference and make Massachusetts a great place to work.
So part of what you're saying is having one of the strongest economies in the country doesn't necessarily provide comfort when you're considering, or when perhaps we should all be considering, the threat of an economic downturn at some point in the future.
That's right. And I'm happy to say in our work with the public, the elected officials from the administration and the legislature, my view is that they're also working hard to think about this.
What's all this mean for the companies that you work with on the High Technology Council?
You know, organizations, including Kronos, have choices where we choose to grow our employee staff. So we're close to 6,000 employees globally today, and we made a decision to double down in the Commonwealth recently. At the same time, we have other states that are calling us up on a regular basis to expand our business in those areas as well. So Kronos, as well as other companies, other organizations, have choices where they can be. We have to project and communicate that this is a state that's really fiscally viable and fiscally successful, which we are, and continue to give people confidence that we'll be that way into the future.
Well, you're not saying, or are you saying, that a lack of preparation is already driving people away or risks driving people away?
I'm not saying that anything's driving us away today, but I'm saying that it could in the future if we're not prepared.
Aaron Ain, chair of the Massachusetts High Technology Council, CEO of Kronos, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR.
Thanks, Bob.